9 years in a penal colony. That's the sentence a Russian judge handed down today to American basketball star Brittany Griner for carrying cannabis-infused vape cartridges in her luggage when she entered Russia back in February to play in the off-season there. An American diplomat in Russia called it a miscarriage of justice. Mary Ilushina is covering the story for our editorial partners, The Washington Post. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
And we know Russian courts are tough, U.S.-Russian relations that are a low point, but this sentence was almost the maximum. Is that a surprise?
Well, unfortunately, it is not very surprising. We know it's a very high-profile case, and given the relationship that Moscow and Washington are experiencing right now, this was expected. It is pretty high considering the amount of cannabis she brought into the country. It was just above the threshold that constitutes it a significant amount under Russian law. So her defense was arguing for leniency, but the court has dismissed all of their arguments and said that Griner deliberately smuggled narcotics into the country.
Yeah, and of course she says this is what she uses for pain. And she apologized to her teammates, but also had this to say just before her sentencing.
I know everybody keeps talking about political pawn and politics, but I hope that that is far from this courtroom. I want to say again that I had no intent on breaking any Russian laws.
Well, she may hope it's far from this courtroom, but is it thought that this is politics, that this is about Russia leveraging a prisoner swap? You know, President Biden called the sentence unacceptable, but that raises the question, well, if you don't accept it, what are you going to do about it? So how much is politics a part of this?
I think politics is probably the crucial part here because Russia has a precedent of sort of using the American nationals that are in Russian custody as bargaining chips with the United States to try and get back some of the Russian nationals that the United States has. And oftentimes the charges brought against those people are very mismatched because, for example, with the previous swap, we had Trevor Reed, who says he doesn't even remember what he did, but he was giving a pretty long sentence. And again, with Griner and her potential swap, her charge is smuggling drugs in a really low amount. And the proposed swap that the United States is probably considering right now, as far as we know from the reporting, is that Russia would want to get back Victor Boot, who is convicted of 25 years for arms dealerships. Mm. He is a very notorious arms dealer, and he's often referred to as merchant of death. So it is, you know, unfortunately, there is a precedent of Russia doing this.
Yeah. Does Griner have a path to appeal?
She does. She can appeal. She has, I think it's 10 days to appeal, and her team has said that they are absolutely going to appeal. They think this sentence is completely outrageous, and it's too severe for, given all the circumstance around her case. She is going to continue to stay in the current detention center that she is in now, but if the sentencing comes into force, she will be most likely moved to another colony further away from Moscow, which will make it more difficult for the U.S. embassy staff, for example, yeah, to communicate with her.
Well, we recently spoke with Galina Lembersky, who'd spent time in a Russian penal colony on a trumped-up charge. This was a labor camp, and it was back in the 80s, and it was horrendous. You know, here we have Griner, who is a 6'9" black lesbian in Russia, where there's a law banning what Russian law calls promoting non-traditional sexual relationships. So how horrendous do you expect in the minute we have this experience could be?
Well, it's definitely going to be very traumatic for her. That is without a doubt. There is a lot of concern regarding how her inmates may treat her, given her background, given her sexuality, because, there is a lot of problematic laws in Russia and sort of the general attitude towards people from the LGBT community is not the most welcoming. So it is obviously very, very concerning. The conditions of the prison itself, it's difficult to assess now because we don't know exactly which prison it's going to be, and they do vary sort of in the severity of these conditions. We know that she's not going to be held in a high security prison, which are sort of the most tough within the Russian system. So that is a slight consolation here. But obviously we'll have to look at where exactly she might end up if the appeal doesn't come through.
Mary Ilyushina, a contributor to The Washington Post, thank you so much.
Thank you.